yourself, why every time yourself, you'd say, well, there won't be any mistakes because it's me that's doing it. But when you're hiring anybody you can lay your hands on, the beta type of trawl fly, you get dropped hooks. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're working on it, and you have to go to the bathroom, you want a bottle of soda, and drop it, and go bug up and come back, and forget which hook you want, and they'll miss one. Well, when you're bailing that out, you've got a bare hook coming up. Boy, it's dangerous. You can catch it anyway. Usually what happens is a whole gob of trawl come up at once.
Yeah.
And then you've got a mess because you've got the boat momentum and the whole business is going on.
Would you stop on Snally, or do you?
Sometimes you had to, but usually you, if it's coming up, and you can get a crack at it. If you're foolish enough or good enough, you can snap the back of the hook, you can straighten it out enough so that you can get rid of a lot of the snout. And then just the strain on the gear will take a lot of it. But sometimes you can't, it just goes up. And you just figure you've got a snout. Sometimes you just get a snout. It's amazing how you can take some. It's done so beautiful and goes out so well. But it's a lot of fun, and as long as you wasn't in really deep water, it wasn't bad. We went mostly, we'd go, usually I'd go either spring lobstering or fishing for cod. After the Russians got here, there wasn't much to go for, yeah. So we went for
it. You use herring for bait?
Using herring for bait.
I got to be fresh.
Yep. And preferably with the scales on.
Yeah.
Bait.
Yeah.
It's nearly as good.
Yeah. You use whole fish?
If you could get the right size.
Yeah.
Not too big. To have it the same. You use a little smaller bait for it. A little smaller hook.
Six?
We always use six of it. It was a hake hook.
Yeah.
But we'd use them for everything.
Yeah.
But the old timers would have a bigger hook for cod, and a smaller hook for the size of them like they had it. I couldn't see what it made that much difference. Mm. It's a pretty sight, Paul. You would have enjoyed that.
Well, I'm thinking about just, Jesus, you know, lobsters don't fine anymore. I'd like to do something fun, just if I didn't make a nickel.
Tell me where you
put it.
I'll give you all the hot tips you'll ever want. I knew I couldn't go outside with it. I told Robert when we sit down, he said, you know, if your back falls left, you're going to want to go battle.
Yeah.
And I said, I know, but I also know that I'm too old and I've been too lucky too long. I got no business going there. So I got something that drew the line right there.
Well, you know, that's not a bad idea. Why? I went the other way. I had it out. Well, I had one. Pretty boat size one I got now. Start with human shore. Then I went down to 34. Now I'm back up 38 again. But, crabs, you know, when it's getting so now with the loss. We used to have from, probably last week in July, and we'd get a little fishing in the spring, big.
Yeah.
And you'd have from last week in July till first November, which you could do, you know, pretty decent, you know. Yeah. And then we had those two, three really good years. And, let's see, about 3 years ago, it was over